When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can be hard. Like early 90s heavy metal hard.
I'm yelling and screaming and I'm loud. Roar.
Geico makes it easy. You can review and update your policy or report a claim on Geico.com or the Geico mobile app. Because shouldn't we all have a little less stress in our lives?
I'm not even upset about anything.
Hello and welcome to Variety Radio Online. We have a very special guest tonight. Our guest has been seen in Star Trek Voyager, Insurrection, and The Next Generation, as well as Weird Science, Days of Our Lives, Passions, and Friends. She comes from a long line of makeup and special effects gurus known collectively as the Westmores. Currently, our guest is the host of Sci-Fi's hit TV show Face Off, now in its sixth season. We are very excited to welcome Mackenzie Westmore to Variety Radio Online. Welcome, Mackenzie.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on.
Oh, we're so excited to have you. I'm a big fan of the show. I've been watching for the last six seasons.
Oh, so, I love you. Thank you.
Yes. Well, I'm really, really into the background special effects. It just blows my mind with what they do in makeup and with all the prosthetics and all that. And I'm really were you surprised that the show got such a great reception? Did you know that so many people were interested?
Yeah. You know, I mean, for me growing up, it was a no-brainer because this is my world. This is what I grew up around, and I always found it fascinating, and here I was in it my whole life. And I never really even thought about it. I guess I just always had that positive mentality that, you know, we're doing season one, and I was like, woohoo, yeah, we're going to be taking off. But, you know, the reality, no pun intended, of it is that reality shows don't always take. You don't know. You don't know what's going to click with the fans and the network, and you don't know what will work and what won't. So we really didn't know. You know, I was on pins and needles for a long time after season one of, you know, are we going to get picked up? And when the reception came back that it was the number one show, I was so thankful to God, and I'm so grateful to all the fans out there that support Face Off, because it is a great show about, you know, the unsung heroes behind how a movie gets made. We don't really see this world. So it's fun to see how the prosthetic makeups are done, how the hair is done, how wardrobe, I mean, everything that goes into a face-off creature.
Yes, and it's not anything to sneeze at either. These challenges are definitely intense. I wouldn't want to have to do it in that time frame.
Me either. Are you kidding me? I wouldn't do it. I give a lot of credit to our competitors. I mean, our contestants, I really bow down to all of them. Because, I mean, I'm looking, I give them the challenge. And my job's easy. I just go in and I tell them what to do and I walk away. But I watch them from backstage and I'm like, my God, these guys are amazing.
Well, as you may or may not know, Mackenzie, Variety Radio Online is truly a fan show. So we're run by fans, for fans,
woo-hoo!
Of all types of movies, music and TV shows. So as such, many of our questions are actually coming directly from our fans, myself included. So I do have a couple for you. You did touch on one of them, and somebody asks, how much of the show do you actually get to observe live? Are you one of the ones that actually observes them, makes sure that they're doing everything, and kind of oversees if there's any problems, or do you get to see the footage after the fact?
No, I mean, I'm there for a portion of the time. I go in, I give them their challenge. We usually all head back to the lab then. And, you know, that same day, my dad and I will be there to do the walkthrough. So that's where, if at any point it's going to be overseen as to what's going right and what's going wrong, that would be the time. Because that's that critical moment where they could potentially change something that could go really wrong. You know, and that, we do that walkthrough. Sometimes it's a couple of hours. We're in there, and my dad is advising them. It's really like a master class every single episode for these contestants. And then sometimes, you know, I stick around, depending, you know, what day it is, and if I have time to, I'll stick around the lab and I'll watch from the booth and I'll see what's happening and how things are transpiring. especially as the season goes on and we get more and more invested in with some of the contestants to see, you know, who is going to make it to the finale. So it's really fun to sit back and watch, and, you know, it's, after that, it's just a true reality. Nobody does step in. It's really up to the contestants then to make it or break it.
Right. Well, you did mention your dad is on the show, Michael Westmore. This is a perfect opportunity for you and your dad to do something together, and it's
yeah.
so cool to see that. Also, I did wonder about that when you said that the consulting part of that, the walkthrough,
yeah.
winds up being sometimes more than, you know, hours, a couple hours. And it's so funny because every time I watch the show, I'm like, you know, I really wish I could hear more of his feedback because
yeah.
it always seems like a 5-minute thing. And I'm like, wow, that's awesome that he gets to give feedback. But it would be awesome.
And there is so much. There is so much. I believe Sci-Fi has started to air extra bits of my dad's critique online. I believe you can catch some of that now. As I know they started to do that, and I did see a couple of posts. Because there's so much information that goes on in that lab. There's not enough time in the show to air it all. But it really, there's so much vital information that I know people would love to hear it. Just, you know, it's a 1-hour show.
Right,
<Either
yeah.
days.
laughs> yeah. No, it is really cool to see that. Now, I do have a question from somebody I did get a name from. This is from Marisol. She says
yes.
she wants to know if you ever get a chance to give your opinions or recommendations to about the contestants' work during the consult or to the judges themselves. We know that a lot of things are caught off camera, and typically
yeah.
we don't see you giving that type of input. But do you ever have an opportunity to have a discussion with them during that round table?
Absolutely. Well, I wouldn't say so much during in the first couple of seasons I did, and then we kind of trimmed that back. But it's more in the lab, I would say. I actually talk so much more than what goes to air. Again, you know, it's just what makes the cut and what is, you know, part of the show and what is it and how much can we fit into that hour. But I do a lot of talking with my dad in the lab because, you know, this isn't a new genre for me. I am familiar to it, even though it's not something that I practice. It's still something that I do know something about. And even just from a layman's point of view, you know what's going to look good and what isn't. So, you know, sometimes if an artist is so deeply entrenched into something, they don't necessarily always have it in them to step back and take an outside point of view. So I definitely chime in a lot in the lab. And then when we're in that roundtable at the end, you know, during the elimination and during the winning segment, I chime in then as well. You know, I do fill the judges in on certain things because they're not there to see how things were going over in the lab. So I'm kind of that, you know, through line for everybody to all be on the same page in a way.
That's very cool that you get to participate like that and that they are able to take into consideration all of the events that are happening and things that may have or may not have gone wrong as well, you know, as well as your input, because like you said, you do have a pretty good basis for your opinion based on the family that you come from, that you're familiar with it. It's not like you're just starting off. With
it's not a totally foreign world to me. I mean, God, if you were to put me on, like, Top Chef, forget it. I have no right to open my mouth. I can't cook really to save my life. But this is a world I know.
Well, actually, that brings me to another question. I have another friend, another fan online, who asked if you are a fan of any particular reality shows. Do you watch anything?
Oh, my God. I'm trying to think of some of the other stuff. You know, I've been actually catching Opposite Worlds once in a while. I love Ghost Adventurers. I am like, obsessed with Ghost Adventures. In fact, I talk to Zach Baggins every now and again on Twitter, and I love that show. I just love what those guys do. They're crazy, and I don't know how they walk into some of those dark buildings. But, yeah, there's so many shows that I watch. Modern Family on the scripted side is, like, one of the best scripted shows out there for comedies. I love comedies. So, yeah, I have my channels and shows that I love.
Well, that's important. But, okay, so here's a couple. These have a couple of follow-ups with you. So it says here, one person is asking, because there's been six seasons. Do you have a favorite challenge to date?
I have a favorite challenge to date. I've got a bunch. I remember in season one, I loved the finale. I thought it was a great idea to have fairy tale and, you know, the theme, like the post-apocalyptic theme to go with it, or industrial. I love that stuff. The Tim Burton challenge, I think, was probably one of everyone's favorite challenge. RJ's bellhop, to me, just was, again, I'm drawn to comedy. I'm like V. I get drawn to the comedy. So that bellhop really resonated with me.
That was fantastic.
And then we have some really cool ones, to be honest with you, for season six coming up. There are some very traditional but not so traditional. There's always that twist I like to give them. Coming up that I think the fans are going to love. There are two, and we have a guest judge coming up that Len Weissman, you know, the director of the Underworld series, comes and joins us on the panel. So there's some really cool challenges and more awesome guest judges to come.
Okay. Now, do you have a least favorite challenge? Something that just kind of like meh. Do you have a least favorite one, like one that you really didn't like so much? The challenge, not necessarily the person.
God, that's hard to say because I really like all of them. I can't say that there was ever a one that I didn't like so much. Sometimes the makeups just don't turn out that great, and it surprises me. I mean, for example, superheroes. For some reason, it's an awesome challenge, but it just can't seem to get it right. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
That's always been a tough one with contestants. And I don't know if they get so close and so invested that it's hard to pull back and take a look from the outside. But that's one that's always surprised me. But I am like the biggest superhero freaking fan that I love that. But it's just, you know, challenge-wise and makeup-wise, it just never has quite gotten there fully. At least for me, for my taste, it hasn't fully gotten there.
Right. Now, you guys got to go to Japan this last episode that we just aired last
week. Yeah.
You got to go to Japan, which was awesome. And
I love
the anime aspect of this challenge.
Wasn't that fun? That's one of my other favorite challenges, too, to be honest with you. I loved that concept.
Yes. And it's really hard to do. I mean, because it's so stylized, it's great to see how everybody kind of interprets that and who misses the mark and who gets it right on.
Yeah.
But I thought that was a very interesting challenge to do. And
It was. I mean, and Darren really, you know, knocked it out of the park with that koi. I mean, that just blew us all away. The koi makeup, it was stunning in person and it was stunning on camera. And Corinne also, I loved hers. I thought it was so, like, whimsical anime. I thought it was so cute. That was one of my favorite challenges, too.
And getting those eyes down for her were really, that was a very difficult thing to do, to have the reflectivity in the eyes.
Yeah. She did a great job with that.
Seeing how two artists do things very similarly, but they make it their own. It was very interesting to see the two different versions of that.
Yeah, so true.
So here's the big question. Everybody wants to know, who makes up the challenges? Do you guys get together, or is there something set at the beginning where they say, okay, this comes down from on high, these are the challenges, or do the judges and yourself have an opportunity to sit down at the beginning before you guys start filming and start setting up the challenges and say, I want to do
this? We actually have a challenge team and challenge department that, you know, they're very well versed in the world of prosthetic makeup and special effects makeup, and even, you know, beauty makeup as well, because we've had a couple of beauty challenges. You know, we did that one of my favorite foundation challenges was the avant-garde, the model runway where they had the McQueen dresses. That was one of my favorites. Mm-hmm. And what Roy pulled off I thought was incredible for a beauty type makeup. So, no, we have a challenge department, and the challenges are pretty much laid out in the beginning of the season, and sometimes they do change. You know, there are things that happen or things that will change, and, you know, either a challenge might get scrapped completely and get changed, or it just gets altered. So we kind of have an outline, though, as we start the season.
Here's a follow-up question for you. This is actually my question. Are there any challenges that you guys are actually, you wind up going backstage and you're like, I don't know, I wouldn't want to do this challenge. Like, I don't know how they're going to pull this off. This is a tough challenge in the time frame that they have to do it.
I feel like that's every week.
Fair enough.
I feel like we said it every single week. We're like, how? They're not going to do it. And they do it. Yeah, I mean, it still to this day blows my mind how these contestants pull some of these things off, you know. But there, where there's a will, there's a way. And we just really, we find some of the most talented yet very driven artists. And that's what pulls it through. You know, yes, it's a talent, but you've got to have that drive. You have to have that belief in yourself. And that's what pulls a lot of these people through.
Right. Well, Mackenzie, I know you're really busy. I don't want to keep you too long. I do have one other fan question for you, and you may or may not be able to answer this. Feel free to say, look, I'm not at liberty to say. But somebody did ask, and I thought it was a very good question, so I figured I'd ask. Now that you guys have been on the air for about 6 seasons and, you know, and strong, do you think there would be any plans that you know of to do an all-star competition, to have maybe the top 3 out of each season come back and do, like, kind of a best of the best?
To be honest with you, I have no idea.
Fair enough.
Perfectly honest.
I figured I'd ask.
We've all talked about it, and we, you know, it's a matter of time, and it probably will happen at some point. I just don't know when. You know, every reality show does do that. I think, you know, we kind of did it with season 5, where it was the veterans versus the newbies, but as far as doing that all-stars, I would be really fascinated to see that. So I, totally honest, I have no idea if and when we're going to do that.
Thank you so much for joining us, Mackenzie. I can't wait to see the rest of the season. And
Thank you.
All behind the show. It's great. Thank you.
Yay. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. You know, it's the fans and people like you that really help keep us going. So thank you for your support.
Anytime. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Thanks. You too.
When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can seem intense. Like breakup R&B intense.
I thought you said you loved the sweater that I got you. If you didn't, you could have told me.
Geico makes it easy. Just go to Geico.com anytime to update or check your policy without all the extra drama.
I even had a gift for